escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Florio saying weird stuff again. Said it on Baskin and Phelps yesterday. Coming up in like 10 seconds. Sports Talk of the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Greco coming up in just about 40 minutes. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. He was on with Baskin and Phelps yesterday. This man is a dog to a bone. I like Florio. I'm entertained by Florio.
I love his creativity.
Florio offered me to kick him off the show one time in an argument. It was the Myles Garrett going to jail thing. Florio is a creative person. And he tried to do it with Shador during the draft. Then he tried to do it again with Shamar Stewart. And now, damn it, he's going to get his work in when it comes to Quinshon Judkins. He was asked on Baskin and Phelps yesterday why the Browns haven't signed Judkins amid an NFL investigation. I want you to hear this first before we go to the big one. Hit it.
I think the frontline reality for Judkins and the Browns is the fact that if he would show up, they'd probably put him on paid leave while they figure out what they're going to do about this personal conduct policy issue. Even though he's not going to be prosecuted, the league still does its own investigation. And if his alleged victim is willing to cooperate with the league, then he potentially ends up being suspended. It happened to Ezekiel Elliott. He was never arrested. He was never even sued. He ended up being suspended 6 games by the NFL. But the reality is, as that plays out, however long it takes or short it takes, I think the Browns are delaying signing him because the first order of business is you got to put him on paid leave if you're going to bring him to camp. So why bother to even start down the road of signing the contract until they know how many games he's going to miss?
Before we go to the other clip, how often have you been asked about Quinshon Judkins?
Actually, not that much.
I'm asked about it daily. Are you serious?
Yeah, just the quarterback stuff is so much more. And
Are usually opinions, but I get asked about Quinshon Judkins and his future on a daily basis. And I'm like, guys, I know as much as you do.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's definitely weird because, you know, Florio says he would be put on paid leave immediately. Is that from the Browns or from the commissioner's exempt list?
It's probably the commissioner's exempt.
Yeah, because the Browns would not sign him and then put him on leave.
No.
That would make no sense whatsoever.
No.
And it, you know, the I think Mary Kay had an update, which wasn't much of an update at all yesterday, just checking in on the league.
And
league
taking shots at Mary Kay.
The update was that she talked to the league. And the
she can
league,
see you on YouTube now. You better watch your face.
And there was it's that there was no update at all from the league. The league is saying that the investigations are continuing.
Roger can see you on the YouTube now as well, so you better watch your face. He's even more powerful than that. But Florio went further, and this is, I love it. I absolutely love it. Again, did it with Shador during the draft. Did it with Shamar Stewart during camp. Third time, maybe it's a charm for Mike Florio and Quinshon Judkins.
If Judkins really wanted to go back and play college football, You start the process by sending a letter to the NCAA demanding that they abandon a rule that you believe is an antitrust violation. You give them a short time frame to respond. If they don't, you go to court. You seek a temporary restraining order. You seek a preliminary injunction. You get a ruling that he's allowed to go back and play, even if it's during this season. He could do it if he wanted to do it. It's an option, and I guess that's the point. Even if a guy didn't do it, even if Shedeur Sanders didn't decide once he got through four rounds of the draft to say, I'm just going to go back to Colorado next year, it's an option that wasn't there in the past. And one of these days, one of these players is going to take advantage of that option.
Someone's going to do it at some point. I think that Florio wants to be the one that gives the idea. Okay, someone's going to do it.
Let me ask something, because it seems really far-fetched that he would do this. At this stage, I mean, it's late August. The Buckeyes, first of all, is he even saying would he definitely go to Ohio State?
No.
Is that spot,
he just said back to college.
Yeah, is that spot even open for him? I do think Quinshon Judkins is way better than C.J. Donaldson and, you know, who else? I know they have young Bo Jackson, and James Peoples is your starter, it looks like, right now. And Ohio State had a much better running back situation last year going into the season than I think they have going this year. But it's Ohio State. You know, they assume they're going to reload every single year.
Well, ask Brady Quinn about that 905.
So what would be the situation if you're Judkins? Would it be worth it? Would there be a spot at one of the top teams that is opened up right now for him? And could he work his way into what? A first round pick next year? How much more guaranteed money?
How much money is he going to get from a college team with all this going on?
That's not even. I'm not even talking about that in terms of NIL. I mean, maybe he could get some NIL, but I'm talking about improving his draft stock. Is there a chance he could improve his draft stock?
No, I don't think so.
Could he go from a second rounder to a first rounder?
Well, you went back to college. To get in on a roster now, aren't you basically taking a year off? If you're Quinshon Judkins,
telling me a team couldn't take him, or would he? Well, the eligibility too. Like, how would the eligibility work?
I think I don't know. We Florio's don't kind of looking at like how many rules are there? Well, are there any rules?
That is true, but a team and their compliance would have to.
The rule used to be, and I don't know if it still is for the NCAA, once you signed with an agent, you couldn't be an amateur athlete anymore. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you can sign with an agent whenever you want now. So that's why he's bringing it up, right? But regardless of if he went back, he would still have a pending NFL suspension over his head. And I think that would hurt, you know, any draft, especially if he's a fringy round guy, right?
Yes.
I don't know that he can get much better than where he was drafted.
I mean, listen, I don't know if this year is going to happen. So it's not like I'm not that desperate to bring in Quinshon Judkins. It sucks that he's not with the team, and it sucks that he put himself in this situation.
What do you mean you're not sure this season is even happening? Why is this so egregious?
We're still in this holding pattern.
Yeah.
And again, you're the one who keeps bringing up that I'm not arguing with you about that, but I mean, you keep bringing up that they have photos, so they might be seeing these photos going, how do we handle something like this? So
well, I imagine
it could
they're
be
trying
a significant
to talk,
suspension.
I imagine they've attempted to talk to, you know, the alleged victim as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea if she is going to, you know, collaborate with them, cooperate at all. So, but I'm not seeing of the things like Mike Hall last year, there was a gun involved. There was a gun involved. There was no gun involved here. He got what, five games? How could this be a season? Like,
I don't know if it can be a season, but you know as well as I do, when it comes to the NFL, things that can get out in the public, they're in the court of public opinion. They are not in the court of law. So if all of a sudden they go, hey, you know what? Charges have been dropped. He said, she said, no penalty. I don't think that would be the case, but say it were to be the case, and then all of a sudden some bad photos come out there. The NFL is not in that business. They learned that lesson the hard way with Ray Rice, and they don't want to do it again.
The bad thing now for Judkins is, like, it's not even going to be a time served. Like, the suspension starts when he signs a contract because there's no time served. He hasn't been suspended or anything. So we're just delaying. That's why. He needs to sign a contract. Are the Browns refusing?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To really negotiate here.
I think they're waiting and see until the NFL comes to them and tells them what they think the penalty is going to be.
I think that same thing.
This is massively confusing. Like, say he did actually want to go to college. You got to think about the miles that are on you. He got money to go to Ole Miss, and then he got more money to go to Ohio State. So he's got money. But if you're going back to college, well, the season has technically already started.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're getting back there and who can offer you what and who's going to offer you what. I think it's probably in your best interest to go along.
I think most of these teams are pretty tapped out
with your
year.
Exactly. So I think it's probably in your best interest. If you want to sit out the year and go back to college, I guess you can do that. If you want to sit out the year and try to refile for the draft, I guess you can do that. But it's probably in your best interest to just move forward and deal with all this and then get it behind you and start your NFL career. Because I don't know what's left for you back in college. You might be able to make more money in a year than you were going to make. But
okay, if you're the
maybe
Browns,
that's still the case.
If you're the Browns, so we've talked about it from Judkins' perspective. If you're the Browns, are you playing hardball right now, or don't you just want to get him in?
I don't know if it's hardball.
If you can get him in, then the suspension, once it gets wrapped up, can start. We can talk about, or the commissioner's exemplist. That process can get started, at least. It can't get started until you get him in. But if they're playing hardball,
they can suspend him until he gets a contract with the Browns?
No. What I mean is the commissioner's exemplist can get started.
Okay.
And then they can force the action. And if the NFL is holding them out, then at least you can get time served or whatever. But none of that can get started until you bring them in.
So
to me, if the Browns are playing hardball, they're just kind of screwing themselves.
But would you say you're not going to be Chris Matthews and you're not going to play hardball? Then are you signing him to the guaranteed contract that he wanted?
Well, I told you that. Who cares? It's Jimmy Haslam's money,
it's
right?
Don't
we say that all the time? Jimmy Haslam's money. It's not my money. Who cares? He's got more money than anybody. He's liquid. He has more money. We have a strategic advantage with the Browns. I hear this from every Browns
homer.
Every time. Do I not hear it? Every time. We have more money that puts us in a fortuitous advantage to be able to throw at guys. So let's start with the advantage.
Don't be silly.
Am I getting the advantage on Judkins?
Don't be silly.
Or are we screwing ourselves by waiting and waiting and waiting, and then we don't get games out of them?
Okay, now I need you to actually pretend that you're a general manager for the Cleveland Browns, because you can't just sit there and say, if you're Andrew Berry, well, it's not my money, so I'll sign you to whatever. No general manager is actually going to do that.
The money does matter now.
The money matters to the general manager. I'm acting you to act like a general manager here, okay?
I've heard differently from many Browns people.
You've heard differently from many Browns people, because I think the fan doesn't care, just sign him to the contract. I'm talking about you as a general manager here,
Anthony. I'm the same as Anthony Lima. Let's get him in.
Okay.
Let's get him in. Start the process. Why would we wait?
But I have to have you put yourself in Andrew Berry's shoes is what I need you to do.
Sure.
So if you were Andrew Berry, are you going to give him guaranteed money?
You bring him in. I need a running back.
Money.
I need a running back.
But he's not going to be available to you.
Let's go.
I need a bunch of running backs. I don't know if he's going to be available to me.
This delays his availability. Every minute we play hardball delays his availability is what I'm saying.
Is it hardball if I don't know what the NFL is going to do? And I can't get it, even if I wanted to. Say I was like, hey, man, you put yourself in a bad spot. You put us in a bad spot here with your your behavior, no matter what.
Yep.
And so I can't sign you to the money that's there. It takes two people. Like, he's got to grab a pen
Browns,
and sign the contract. I can't just force him to come back to Cleveland.
So what I wonder, kind of in all of this talk, like, the Browns know everything that there is to know, right? They've done an investigation, right?
I can't say that over the last how many years. Who the hell am I to say that they know everything?
They went and obtained a polygraph for one of the players. So they've done the investigative work on other players, and they gave that guy guaranteed money. Do the Browns know something?
Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
Does this worry you a little bit, Kenny? Do the Browns know more information and they're like, ooh, boy.
I don't know.
This suspension could be way worse. We don't want to do it.
Remember, it leads us to jump to these conclusions. Did it or did it not come out? It came out later that there was a history, that there was somehow a history of this behavior. So are the Browns just running with a pen? Here you go, sign anything.
Wait, what do you mean a
history?
They
had said that, she had claimed that there was a history of behavior like this with Quinshon Judkins. That was what was claimed by her. So now they don't know what everything else is going on there. So there's something, it's like, hey, you know what? These are people. You're in a people business. It's terrible. It's unfortunate what allegedly went down, but that's the business that you're in. Okay, fine. I guess I could try to feel bad for them on that case, but they're a professional sports team, so I don't. So now are you really going to go forward and run and try to sign them to things? Because you're saying, well, do they know everything? Well, they should know everything. I don't know if they know everything.
Man, if there was a big gap in their evaluations and, you know, all the character stuff, if they didn't do their due diligence like they should have, then that comes back on them.
Well, you know, according to the tweets I see, they're doing their due diligence on everything. But I don't think we have the full story yet. And because we don't have the full story yet, I don't know what you can sign the guy to. If he's just crossing his arms or his agent is just crossing his arms here and saying, absolutely not, then I don't know if you could just offer him exactly what he wants.
That's a terrible start to a relationship.
Well, with the Nick Emanuori contract, what was it, like 13.6 guaranteed? That's not a lot of money. Or 11.6 or something like that guaranteed. That's still not a lot of money for a second-round pick, a high second-round pick. And it is off to a rocky relationship. But, I mean, until the NFL gets back to me on what they're going to do, how can I sign the guy? And is there something there? Did they ask Florio? Is there something there where he might want to wait until the NFL gets back to them on something? Like, I don't know that part either. Like, history tells me it's time to rip the Browns. But this situation may tell me I still need more information, and the NFL ain't giving me any. So maybe we'll know more by Thursday by the time Mary Kay joins us. 216-474-0092. Like, that's... This went way longer than I thought it was going to do, but that's where I'm at. So he's not available to you, so I'm moving on with Dylan Sampson, and I'm hoping that Dylan Sampson and Jerome Ford can help me out. And who was the guy they brought into camp that looked pretty good? Who was the other fire plug? I don't know. He might be cut by 4 o'clock today, so I'm not sure. I don't want to start saying names that aren't going to be there.
Pierre Strong's been here.
Well, Pierre Strong, but there was the other guy that his name escapes me right now that I'm sure I'm going to open
He's
up to a lot of.
Obviously done so check, well that we can't.
Check the Ute. Check the Ute because his name escapes me. Okay, I know Aiden Huntington, but I don't know the. Come on, they got to be putting it on the YouTube page right now.
We've got a little delay,
Ken.
Because they're taking the Odyssey broadcast feed, and so it's always going to be a little behind. Plus, you know, we have wild cannons on this show. We have people calling up. We got to make sure.
Amani Marshall. Fine-dressed Amani Marshall. Thank you.
If it helps right now on ESPN, the second on the depth chart is Quinshon Judkins.
Oh, boy.
Probably want to update.
For a team built on the running game, huh?
No, he's not.
That's...
Is Jim Brown first on the depth chart, if that's what they're doing?
How does this make you feel about the opener against Cincinnati?
Henry Ford is first.
What are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing. The guy's not on the team. He doesn't have a contract with the team. He's second on the depth chart. This is ESPN's, not the Browns.
Here come
just
the Marshalls.
To see whether or not.
Marshall.
Yeah.
Marshall.
Thank you guys very much for watching and listening and watching today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.